Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
Twelve-year-old Michaela Simpson sat on her bed, a big acoustic guitar balanced on her lap. She didn't know how to play yet, but she was determined to learn. Michaela plucked a string and cringed at the twang, then watched a few how-to videos online, adjusting her fingers on the frets so she could try again and again. And again. Growing up, Michaela went to church with her mom and loved singing with the chorus there. But she wanted to do more, like play instruments and write songs. That's why she'd borrowed this guitar from a friend to try to make new sounds.
Michaela?
Her mom heard her practicing and knocked on the door, reminding Michaela it was time to do her homework. Michaela's mom was very loving, but she didn't want her daughter to slip behind at school. Michaela couldn't stop thinking about making music, though. She especially loved reggae because it was from Jamaica, just like her. Reggae had meaning and spirit. It could be political and fun at the same time. Most of all, reggae felt uplifting to Michaela. One of the greatest things about reggae music, she said, is that it's about speaking of experiences in a positive light as much as possible. Michaela and her friends saw a lot of discrimination and poverty around them in their hometown of Spanish Town, Jamaica, a few miles outside of the main city of Kingston. And yet a lot of people joining together in song too. That was the magic of reggae. It didn't look away from what needed to be changed. It celebrated all the possibilities. Michaela studied and practiced reggae night and day. She listened to her favorite reggae artists, paying close attention to their lyrics and flow. The way they rhymed, it was so good. She wanted to write like that. When her high school's talent show rolled around her senior year, she decided to sign up. The show was organized by the school's music teacher, but it wasn't just a small performance. When Michaela stepped onto the stage, she saw at least 1,000 people staring back at her. What? She planted her feet, stared straight out into the crowd, and went for it. Michaela was only 5 feet tall, but she commanded the stage. No one could take their eyes or their ears off her. And as she finished, they exploded with applause. Might have been the only one surprised. She won. Winning was a huge step for her and definitely boosted her confidence. But Michaela knew she still had to work on her rhymes. She'd been thinking about the Jamaican track star Usain Bolt, the fastest man in the world. How hard did he have to push himself to win his Olympic gold medals? She thought. Go. Unfold? Slowly, Michaela came up with the lyrics and melody to a song about Usain Bolt that she titled Legend. she recorded a video of herself performing it. Dressed in a black polo shirt emblazoned with the Jamaican flag, she played a guitar her grandmother had bought her and belted out her original song. When Michaela finished recording, she posted it to social media under her handle, @OriginalCoffee. Coffee was a nickname she'd picked up one hot day when everyone else was drinking icy sodas, and she ordered herself a steaming coffee. Coffee told her mom she hoped her song would reach Usain Bolt, and her mom tried to be encouraging. But neither of them expected what happened next. To say her phone blew up is an understatement. The likes, the DMs. Turns out, Usain Bolt didn't just see her video. He reposted it. Music executives and record producers followed Usain Bolt. And so did more than 10 million other people. And now they were listening to Coffee's song and loving it.
Listen, we've all had our embarrassing BO moments, am I right? I once made my friend's Pearl Jam t-shirt stink so badly that she blamed me for the band breaking up. But fear not. Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is making sure that none of us have to worry about BO ever again. Unlike many other deodorants, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to control odor in a whole new way. Lumi delivers 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet, and yeah, that includes your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. As a special offer, new customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code REBELGIRLS at LumiDeodorant.com. I kid you not, the lavender sage cream tube is definitely on my list of things I must have if I'm stranded on a deserted island. Smell for yourself. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi Starter Pack with code REBELGIRLS at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code REBELGIRLS. So lift those pits and stay rebel. I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She is hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
as Coffee began to meet music industry insiders and get invited up on stage with some of her reggae heroes. It seemed like everything was falling into place. Until it wasn't. In Jamaica, after high school, students can go on to a two-year education program called Sixth Form. Coffee planned to go, pursuing music and general studies. She applied to Sixth Form and waited for her acceptance letter to arrive. But when she pulled the envelope from the mailbox and tore it open, she found a rejection letter. What? Why? She threw down the paper, burying her face in her hands. She didn't know what to do with this tide of anger and disappointment welling up inside of her. Then she realized, wait a second, this is what reggae is all about. How can I turn this setback into something positive? She played herself a rhythm she'd been sent. In reggae, a rhythm is an instrumental track that many different artists put words to, creating their own separate songs. Coffee was a sing-jay now, what Jamaicans call a combination DJ and singer-songwriter. And as she swayed to the rhythm, the words started to come to her. She could feel her anger and disappointment transforming into fierce words, full of determination and resilience. She called the song Burning. It was about embracing your inner fire no matter what anyone else says. And pretty soon, Burning became Coffee's first hit. Soon after she released this motivational song, Coffee signed with a record label and recorded her debut EP, Rapture. It was only 15 minutes long, but it had a lot of energy and pizzazz packed into its five songs. Rooted in reggae, it fused hip-hop and Afro-Caribbean influences too. Coffee was already finding her unique style. Rapture was hugely successful. Coffee got asked to perform all over the world. She was thrilled to be trying out her new sounds in front of so many different audiences. She was proud to represent her country, which she called Yalika Batataliwa, a Jamaican phrase that meant little but strong. Then one day in 2019, Coffee got the news Rapture had been nominated for a Grammy. The Grammys are one of the biggest music awards in the United States. People all over the world tune in to watch them. Coffee couldn't believe it. Reggae was still a male-dominated genre. Not only was she the only woman nominated in her category, but a woman had never, ever won Best Reggae Album before. What's more, Coffee was 19 years old. Usually, it was old school artists who won. Coffee thought about that rejection letter from Sixth Form, and part of her just wanted to hide. It would have been safer, she thought, to stick with school. But at the same time, what a wild ride music had taken her on already. The night of the Grammys, Coffee got dressed in a simple black suit and boots. Nothing sparkly except for her mouth, which was full of shiny silver braces. She wanted to dress like herself and be comfortable. Walking down the red carpet felt surreal. As she sat in an enormous, glitzy arena in Los Angeles, she watched as celebrity after celebrity took the stage, trying not to quake. when it was time to announce the winner in the reggae category. All Coffee could hear was her thumping heartbeat.
And the Grammy goes to Rapture Coffee.
Coffee froze in her seat. Was this really happening? She had to shake herself out of her giddy daze and jog toward the stage. She got to the podium breathless, her eyes wide and full of surprise.
"Blessings,"
she said, before graciously honoring the other nominees.
"This one is for all of us. This one is for reggae. This one is for Jamaica."
Coffee's story is really just getting started. She has so many songs in her heart and so many rhythms she wants to explore. Since that first Grammy win, she's released her first full-length album and collaborated with some of the world's most famous pop stars. She keeps pushing herself to write meaningful lyrics and to share her love of this great music. She truly believes that reggae promotes love, peace, and understanding. And when she opens her mouth to sing, she knows that people from all over the world can come together through song, one note at a time.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.